There are two stories from Strathclass of wolves being killed. The first is from the 16th century, it's quite a long time ago. And at that time, the lairds of that place were Chisholms. And the story is that two of the young Chisholm brothers had gone out to track down a wolf which had already killed several people. And they found the den at the bottom of a ravine under a pile of stones. And one of them stayed outside while the other went into the den to investigate. And when he was in there, he found a litter of cubs. So he began to slaughter the cubs. And when he was doing this, the she-wolf returned, furious, and made her way into the den, and the brother outside threw his spear at her, but the spear missed and broke. So in she went. But the brother inside was prepared, because on his left fist he had a huge chainmail glove, and as the wolf leapt at him, he pushed it deep into her throat, and so killed her. The story of the last wolf in Strathclass takes place much later, and it tells of a woman who had been out one Hogmanay to borrow a girdle, a kind of a metal skillet, from a neighbour to make bannocks. And on her way back home, she rested on a cairn, a pile of stones, and she heard a sound. She heard a kind of a snuffling at her elbow, and she looked, and a great grey muzzle protruded from a gap between the stones. So she lifted up the girdle and brought it down on the head of the last wolf in Strathclass and split its skull right in two.